possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining me now is gubernatorial candidate Alan Wilson. Good morning, sir.
Hey, it's great to be with you again. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, no, we just want to check in with you, make sure you're safe. This Democrat candidate says he's going to kick your teeth in, quote unquote. So which thought we'd check in?
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress. To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, first off, I take it as flattery. I'm flattered by this because, the Democratic side is thinking about me in the general election right now. Unfortunately for me, I have to think about the primary before I think about the general. So that is where my focus and attention is at this time. It's winning the nomination for our party to be the next governor of South Carolina.
Well, I should tell you, that I was not planning to endorse in this race, but I had to after getting a look at this guy. I went ahead and endorsed him last week, and I didn't want you to hear about it and take it wrong. Because, I can't think of a better representative for the Democrat Party. I mean, they even admit he's crazy. And, so we went point by point, and I got to tell you, sir, I don't think he's any less crazy than the current Democrat leadership. I don't think it's fair that they're calling him crazy when they're crazier than he is. So I went ahead and endorsed him. I think he'd do a fine job as the nominee for the Democrat.
Well, I agree with you. However, when I look at the leadership of the Democratic Party across the nation, these are people who are on the 20% side of 80-20 issues. When you consider what's going on in Washington, D.C. with the murder rate and the violent crime and what the president's attempting to do, as well as, men playing in women's sports and parental rights, the left is just tacked so far off the grid that they're not even talking reasonable anymore. And I have a lot of mainstream friends who would claim to be Democrats. And, they are even embarrassed for some of this national leadership.
Amen to that. And I think this guy's a great example of it. I was going to ask you, last time you were on, I realized that I had a question I should have asked you about your tax plan. And your plan is, of course, if I understand it correctly, to get to 0% income tax for the state of South Carolina, correct?
Yes, correct. That is my plan.
Okay. And, you know, I realized in the law now, we actually have a mechanism to do that, but it's one that really probably won't ever work to get us there. Are you planning to go beyond that? In other words, pass new tax law to get us to 0%? Or was your plan kind of just an endorsement of getting there the way that we already planned to? Because as you know, I mean, it's all these things have to happen before it can be triggered, and it's probably never going to happen. Can you kind of explain that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first off, you look around the country, especially in the southeastern quadrant of the country, three states are already at 0%. An additional five southeastern states, if you count Indiana, have already passed laws to go to 0% using revenue triggers. And what they're doing is they're basically they're capping the spending of their state to the population plus inflation. So when you go and you look at South Carolina over a 10-year period, South Carolina's government spending grew at 6.5%, while its population plus inflation grew at 3.4%. Basically, Tara, we were growing 3.1%. We were spending 3.1% faster than we were growing. Try to run a business like that. Had we capped state government spending over that 10-year period to the rate of population plus inflation, then we would have been able to give back in permanent tax cuts nearly $2 billion over that 10-year period to taxpayers. And that is the main crux of what my plan will involve, capping spending to return that money to the people so that it can grow the economy.
Excellent. So trying to get this through, one of the things, Alan Wilson, that I have not been very happy with with Henry McMaster, his sort of, I guess, plan or the way that he operates. Yes, I know it's a weak governor's mansion. I know it is, okay? But at the same time, you've got a tremendous bully pulpit there to bring attention to this, to get this passed. Will you use that bully pulpit more than McMaster has? Because when you're talking about this tax plan, obviously you can't make the legislature do this. You're going to have to use that bully pulpit. He has barely used it. Will you improve upon that?
Well, Tara, first let me say this. Let me qualify what you said. I don't disagree to a degree, but the governor's office is not weak. It is weaker relative to the legislature. You are absolutely correct about that. But that doesn't mean it's weak. And you are correct. The governor does have a tremendous bully pulpit. The governor can move the masses. The governor can move the public perception. The governor, if applied, can move the legislature to do certain things. This is something that I did to a lesser degree as the attorney general pushing for judicial reform. Now, did I get everything I wanted in judicial reform? No. We were far from it, probably about 60% of what I wanted. But I still moved the needle using my bully pulpit only as a little old AG running around the state talking to legislators and talking to the people and raising awareness, and they did something. The governor could do that with judicial reform. The governor could do that with infrastructure, education. The governor could do that with public safety, energy. The governor could even do that with tax reform. And that's in judicial, not just judicial reform, but litigation reform. So these are some of the things that I'm going to move the legislature to. Tara, one of my favorite quotes of leadership was by Colin Powell, who once said, "Leadership is the ability to get people to do what you want them to do because they want to do it." And the governor has to be able to get the legislature to follow his lead. And if the governor can't do that, the governor shouldn't be the governor. And that's how I'm approaching this job.
Talking to Attorney General Alan Wilson, who is, of course, running for governor, I had another question for you, too. President Trump has asked Republican governors to send the National Guard to help him out in D.C., and Henry McMaster immediately answered that call, as he should have. We've got a lot of problems, a lot of safety problems in D.C. However, Trump also asked for that kind of help back in February with, you know, deputizing state law enforcement, doing, you know, the interdiction of illegals, all of that stuff. And so far, we now have some other governors answering that call from Tennessee. They're dispatching the National Guard to help ICE. We have Indiana is helping. I know there's a proposal on the table for that. Here, would you use the National Guard in this state to help ICE, as we're seeing Tennessee do right now?
Absolutely. Here's the thing. We all have to own the problem. The Texas and Arizona and other border states can't be, you know, owning the problem, and other states like Tennessee can't own the problem, because a lot of the stuff coming across that southern border is coming right into South Carolina. I'm seeing it firsthand as Attorney General. So we have to use every resource, every resource that we can. Every course of action has to be on the table. And certainly using the National Guard to the degree that you legally can should be one of those options, as well as deputizing local law enforcement to support federal immigration enforcement.
Amen to that. Alan Wilson, anything else you want to tell us about this morning?
No, I just want to say I was incredibly proud to be in the upstate for a couple of days last week with the Attorney General Pam Bondi, having a group of sheriffs from around the state as well as federal law enforcement talking about these very issues that you're asking me about today, Tara. I don't know. You must have been in the room, because we talked about all of these things when General Bondi was down here, continuing the federal partnership that we have with the Trump administration and law enforcement at the federal level is something we're going to continue to do to crack down on illegal immigration and go after these drug and human traffickers.
Alan Wilson, where can folks find you and find out more about your campaign?
WilsonForSC.com. WilsonForSC.com is our website. Come check us out there, and I look forward to seeing you in your home community soon.
Amen to that. Hope your voice gets better. I saw you kind of lost it by the end of the week. Okay. Alan Wilson, folks, thanks so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.